And Stallion, this is 6A7.
These are the adventures of Lance Stallion, radio detective. The Zombie Commandos of Dr. X, Chapter 7, Nose of the Tiger.
Yes, Master Dr. X, you require my presence?
No. Not Master Dr. X, you see, just Dr. X.
You require my presence, just Dr. X?
No. Dr. X.
I'm not Dr. X, you are Dr. X.
Thanks, ZC-41. It's nice to be reminded of these things. Send in ZC-42, okay, ZC-42.
Yes, Master Supreme Dr. X, you require my presence.
Not Master Supreme Dr. X, no, just plain Dr. X.
You require my presence, just plain Dr. X.
No, Dr. X.
No, I am ZC-42. You are...
I tell you. Okay, send in ZC-43 already.
Yes, all glorious Poobah and ruler of all.
Hold my calls. I'm beat already. I think I'll nap. I'm a bit edgy. Tomorrow, the world. Today, lunch. Later, maybe. Okay, yeah. Hold my calls.
Gee, Lance, we must have chopped our way through 50 miles of jungle with these machetes. I gotta rest for a while, you know?
No time to rest and go. We got promises to keep and miles to go before you sleep. Keep chopping. Don't slow down.
It's no use, Lance. I'm tired. I gotta stop.
Oops. Gee, Dingo, I bet that's smart.
Gosh, Lance, I guess if I hadn't stopped so suddenly like that, you wouldn't have chopped my legs off, huh?
I warned you, Dingo.
Yeah, you did, Lance, and don't think I don't appreciate it.
Well, don't mention it, pal.
I'm gonna topple over now, okay?
It's a tough jungle, Dingo.
So, Dingo is losing weight, and Lance needs work on his slice. Meanwhile, Dr. X worships at the Mayan Pyramid of his choice, and the zombie commandos heckle Omar Sharif at a contract bridge tournament in Reykjavik, Iceland. Where will it all end? Not with Chapter 8, The Zombie Commandos of Dr. X, next time on Lance Stallion, Radio Detective.
I'll just slow you down, Lance. You go on without me. Leave me here.
Yeah, you sure will, Dingo, and that's what I was planning to do anyway. So, best of luck, sport.
What a pal. Bye, Lance.
It's a tough shitty, Dingo.
Lance Stallion, this is 6A8.
These are the adventures of Lance Stallion, radio detective. The Zombie Commandos of Dr. X, Chapter 8. Take her rap, fellas. Find her an empty lap, fellas. Dolly is never going away again.
Oh, I've had an accident with my legs, Lance. Oh, look at me. You'll have to hack your way through the jungle without me. I'll only slow you down.
Right, Dingo. But after I shove justice down the throat of Dr. X, I'll be back and I'll get you to a hospital or undertaker or whatever the situation.
Thanks, old friend, old buddy.
Shut up, Dingo. How can I work with you blubbering like that?
Sorry, Lance. Bye-bye.
See you later.
Hi, Lance.
Hi, Doc. Am I wrong, Doc, or is this you standing in the middle of the Mayan jungle, drunk, staring blankly at a map of the Yucatan?
I don't know, Lance. I'm a little drunk. I can't tell you that.
Okay. Look, you got to come with me, Doc. It's what? Not safe here. No. The spies of Dr. X are all around, and I'm on a dangerous mission that may end with one of us being killed.
But it's not going to be me, though, right?
Oh, no, Doc? No. Not you, Doc. Just me or Dr. X.
Oh, good. Who do we want to win, Lance?
Well, Doc, I thought we'd be for us. For me, see? You been standing here long, Doc?
So, Lance and Doc are on their side. Does Dr. X, with only an army of zombie commandos and the terrifying power of his pyramid of doom, stand a chance? How will Dingo keep from becoming bored as he waits, legless, in the jungle? Aerobics? Answers next time on Chapter 9, The Zombie Commandos of Dr. X, Lance Stallion, Radio Detective.
There it is, Doc. The Pyramid of Doom of Dr. X.
It'll be swallowing me another doctor, Lance. But how do we get in there?
Good question. Wait, I have an idea.
Okay, so this is me, Dr. X, speaking to you. Look, I can't come to the door right now. You understand me? Sure you do. It happens to everyone. But just wait a minute. Wait for the tone, and one of my zombie commandos will show you in. Or he may kill you. You know, it's one of those you can never tell kind of things, you know? You think you got it figured out, but you never know, because you don't, you know?
Typical doctor. Makes you wait out and wait and wait. You got any old magazines?
It's a tough shitty, Dingo.
Lance Stallion, this is 6A9.
These are the adventures of Lance Stallion, Radio Detective. The Zombie Commandos of Dr. X, Chapter 9, The Fickle Finger of Fate.
Well, Doc, this is it. The moment of truth.
Moment of truth? I thought it was the door to Dr. X's main pyramid of doom.
Yeah. Okay, Doc. It's the door to Dr. X's lair, all right, but how do we get in? How do we avoid a zombie commandos?
Well, Lance, we could open this door and tippy-toe in.
Good thinking, Doc.
And then we could just walk up the pyramid steps like this.
It's working, Doc. This is amazing, truly amazing.
Wow, it is working. But what's really amazing, Lance, is that the Mayans had an accurate calendar centuries before Columbus.
Yeah. What's next, Doc?
Well, they should have developed a written language, but they never did this.
I mean your plan. What's next in your plan, Doc?
Well, we just get to the top and walk into Dr. X's private quarters, where we meet Dr.
So, you're finally here, Stallion. Yes, here with your drunk dermatologist friend. Welcome, hello, how are you, to my pyramid of doom.
No, Lance, come to think of it, my plan won't work. Nope, it'll never work, I don't think.
Okay,
so.
Dr. X, this is it, the whole enchilada. Only one of us is walking out of here alive.
It's going to be me, right, Lance? Huh?
Sure, I knew that, Stallion. My whole plan depended on you getting here in time to kill me and stop me, you see, from taking over the world. Because, you see, if I took it over the world, that is, do you realize the tax bracket I'd be in then? I mean, this is my pyramid of doom, so shoot already.
Just shoot? Is it going to be that easy?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. My doom, you shoot.
Okay.
Oi! Yank! Oi! So, hey, somebody call a doctor. This man's dead. And I have this lower back pain every morning.
So, Dr. X is dead, and his plan for world domination dies with him. But wasn't there some tax loophole short of death available? Did Dr. X get bad financial advice? Is his life insurance program in good shape? And what about his will? Probate and answers next time on The Zombie Commandos of Dr. X, Chapter 10, Lance Stallion, Radio Detective.
He's dead. You killed him. Hail Dorothy.
I think we better get out of here, Doc. These zombie commandos are getting crazy. Let's go.
Okay, I'll just click my heels together. There's no place like Extremely Long Beach. There's no place like Extremely Long Beach. There's no place
nice
like
ruby slippers, Doc. Yeah,
thanks. There's no place like Extremely
Next time
Long
I go
Beach.
Looking for Dr. X, I There's won't no look any further like than my own backyard. Yeah. It's a tough shitty, Dingo.
Lance Stallion, this is 6A10.
These are the adventures of Lance Stallion, radio detective. The Zombie Commandos of the Late Dr. X, Chapter 10. Time for a big finish, folk.
Hey, so Lance, you mean all the time Dr. X was planning on you killing him in the end?
Right, Dingo. Boy, it's great to be back on the old houseboat, the Scotch and Cola. Tell you what, Dingo, mix up a pitcher of vodka and Mr. Pibb, will ya?
Yeah, sure, Lance, I'll mix up.
And a pitcher of vodka and Mr. Pibb, too, Dingo.
Yeah, sure, Doc.
Okay.
Hey, Lance, there's one thing I still don't understand, though. See, if Dr. X planned for you to kill him all along, why?
It's fiendishly simple, Dingo. You explain, Doc.
Explain it? Yeah, okay. Dr. X planned, and by golly, boom. Zombies, you betcha. I like that one, this pyramid. Old pyramid. Old pyramid. Yep, Dr. X and Doom. So, yep, right now, and on in there, swing better. You see that? And holy boy, boom. My lower back is hurting. But Yucatan. Oh, Yucatan. And like that, so. See, that's it.
Well, that's true as far as it goes, Doc, but you didn't take Dr. X's fatal flaw into account.
Oh, yeah, fatal flaw. Boy, golly, Jesus. Fatal flaw. You bet. Lance shot him in the forehead.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Okay. I guess I understand now.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys want amaretto with a vodka and Mr. Pibb?
Well, yeah, sure, Dingo. Good idea. Okay.
Put a muskmelon in mine, Dingo.
Yeah, right. Okay. Right, Doc. Hey, Lance, so one more thing. What happened to all the zombie commandos?
Oh, them. They took over Mexico, and they're planning to invade the U.S. next month, wreaking havoc and spreading destruction throughout the desert southwest. Hurry up with those drinks, Dingo.
Oh, yeah. Right, Lance, right.
So, now we know. But what about the things we don't know? Is ignorance bliss? Then why is Dingo so unhappy? Find out on the next adventure of Lance Stallion, radio detective.
You know, Lance, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and, he said that he doesn't always have this sick feeling in the pit of his stomach. You know?
Come here, Dingo.
No.
Come here, Dingo.
No, I got the sick feeling in the pit of my stomach.
Dingo, come here. It's a tough shitty, Dingo.
Lance Stallion, this is 7A1.
These are the adventures of Lance Stallion, radio detective. The Case of the Big Crime, Chapter 1, The Catcher in the Rye. Is worth two in the whole wheat.
It was a dark and stormy day. I was relaxing in the head of my houseboat, the Scotch and Cola, looking out the Pittsburgh Plate in the porthole, watching the storm drive the people of Extremely Long Beach, California, to the suburbs, running like repulsive little cockroaches run when you pour boiling water on them. This is my city. My partner's name is Dingo Schwartz. My name's Stallion. I'm asleep. The soft clamor of footsteps on the warped boards of the Extremely Long Beach Pier stung me out of my reverie. I jumped up.
Ow!
I could see her coming through the rain. Her eyes were like the headlights of an oncoming train, her lips like oysters on a plate. As she ran, her hips moved in a way that would steam rice at 50 feet. I could see she was in trouble as she burst into my houseboat in a swirl of taffeta and wet mink. Hi, doll.
Hiya, Lance. Sure is wet out there.
Get out of the way, dingo. There's a doll behind you.
Oh, yeah. Come on in, lady.
Thank you. Mr. Stallion?
Yes, take your business, doll, and get rid of that wet mink. It stinks.
Mr. Stallion, my name is Tiffany Ace.
What a funny name, Tiffany Ace.
Shut up, dingo.
I have a problem. Mr. Stallion, I graduated from Extremely Long Beach High in 1974.
Oh, yeah, that is a problem. You're 27 now, not married. It's getting kind of late for a kid like you, huh?
No, you don't understand. Every graduate of Extremely Long Beach High from 1970 to 1973 has been murdered in alphabetical order.
I get it. Your name's Ace. You're first in line from the class of 74.
No, I'm second. Alvin Aardvark is first.
Oh, so he's next,
No,
huh?
He's dead. I'm next.
Oh, well, huh.
Gosh.
What a problem.
Let me see.
L-B.
Well?
So
what exactly you want from us, huh, doll?
Will you help me find the murderer?
Oh, yeah, sure. On one condition, though.
Yeah.
Get rid of that smelly mink.
So, Lance is going to help Tiffany Ace find the murderer. But why would anyone want to murder all the graduates of Extremely Long Beach High from 1970 onward in alphabetical order? When did Lance graduate? Or did he? Answers next time on The Case of the Big Crime, Chapter 2, Lance Stallion, Radio Detective.
Play your cards right, baby. When this is all over, you and I can make beautiful music together.
I don't think so.
Got any nines?
Huh. It's a tough shitty, dingo.
Lance Stallion, this is 7A2.
These are the adventures of Lance Stallion, Radio Detective. The Case of the Big Crime, Chapter 2, The Mystery of the Super Caper.
Miss Ace, you want to start beating Dingo and tell me what it is I can do for you, huh?
Okay, Lance. There's just something about him, you know?
Yeah, I know, now that you mention it. Come here, Dingo. Okay, now, Miss Tiffany Ace, what's going on?
All the graduates of Extremely Long Beach High School are being killed in alphabetical order. And I'm next.
Oh, no. Don't cry, Tiffany. I can't stand to see a woman cry. Look, I'm beating up Dingo. Ain't that funny? Come on, don't cry. Watch. Doc, get in here.
Wait, what, Lance? What?
See, I hit Doc too now. Don't cry. It's funny. Look.
Thanks. I needed that. It's just all this murder. All my friends are being killed in alphabetical order.
So what can I do?
Stop the killer, Mr. Stallion. I know who he is. His name
Wait a minute. You're going to tell me who the murderer is?
Yes, he's...
Wait, hold it, Dolly. Before you tell me, step over here with your back to the open porthole, would you?
Okay.
There, now go ahead.
The killer's name
is... Easy, girl. Speak slowly. There's no rush.
Sure. The killer's name is...
Rats. An arrow in the back, just as she was about to reveal the identity of the fiend. What a nasty break for the late Tiffany Ace.
So, an arrow in the back, and another Extremely Long Beach alumni bites the dust in alphabetical order. Can Lance find the killer and or get his GED in time? Why is there so much violence and so little sex? Innuendos next time on The Case of the Big Crime, Chapter 3, Lance Stallion, Radio Detective.
Doc, Tiffany's been hit. Is she...
Yep, Lance. There's no doubt about it. She's... a high school graduate.
It's a tough shitty, Dingo.
Lance Stallion, this is 783.
These are the adventures of Lance Stallion, radio detective. The Case of the Big Crime, Chapter 3, Extremely Long Beach Blanket Bingo.
Well, Doc, what's the verdict?
I don't know, Lance. I'm a doctor. I'm not a lawyer.
Oh, I'm a lawyer, Lance. What you need, huh?
Shut up, Dingo. Okay. Is she dead, Doc?
Huh?
Is Tiffany Ace dead, the latest victim of the dastardly ne'er-do-well who's killing the graduates of Extremely Long Beach High from 1970 onward in alphabetical order, or what?
What do you mean by ne'er-do-well, Lance?
Is she dead, Doc?
Oh, yeah, Lance. She's dead. She's shot in the back with an arrow through the porthole.
Boy, that's odd. That's real weird.
No. Happens all the time.
Hey, Lance. Now, if she was shot by an arrow through the porthole, and stop me if I'm wrong, the killer's probably right outside, huh?
Yeah. Gosh, I guess it's hopeless, huh? We'll never catch him.
But Lance, he just shot her, so he's probably right outside now.
No, Dingo. He's probably escaping on his submarine right about, now he's escaping.
Oh, yeah,
now.
You're probably right then, Lance. We don't have a chance because we don't have a submarine to chase him in.
Right, so here's a plan. First, Doc, go buy a submarine.
Okay, Lance, I'll see you later.
Okay, Dingo, you and I better find out who the next victim is.
Why is that, Lance?
So we can save his life, Dingo.
Tell you what, I'd rather buy a submarine.
Come on, Dingo, gotta save his life.
Lance and Dingo are on a mission of mercy. And will Doc know what to look for in a used submarine? Is Dingo really a liar, or is he just a lawyer? Answers next time on The Case of the Big Crime, Chapter 4, Lance Stallion, Radio Detective.
Okay, Dingo, who's next on that list of graduates after Alvin Aardvark and Tiffany Ace?
Aardvark, Ace, ABC Daycare Center, Lance.
What?
And ABC. Then A1 Crossbow Repair Service.
That's a phone book, Dingo. Give me that.
Alligator Adjuster. This is wrong? Oh, sorry.
It's a tough shitty, Dingo.
Lance Stallion, this is 784.
These are the adventures of Lance Stallion, radio detective. The Case of the Big Crime, Chapter 4. Return of Son of Death, Part 2, Epilogue.
Which way now, Lance?
Dingo, Louie, Dingo, and step on it.
Sorry. Okay, Lance. Let me see. Alvin Aardvark's dead. Tiffany Ace is dead. Who's next on the list?
Bart Belfry, Dingo, and that's where we're headed now to save the unsuspecting Mr. Belfry from the madman. Killing the graduates of Extremely Long Beach High School in alphabetical order. Did you just hang around?
No. I cut a donut. Now I'm southbound, hammered down, Lance.
Okay, Belfry's pad is over on Shetland Pony Avenue, Dingo. Make a Roscoe.
Roger, Lance. Roscoe.
Okay, now a quick left on Rubber Bumper.
Left.
And right on Pilgrim Tomb Parkway.
Pilgrim Parkway.
Look out for the, what do you call it? You hold it out.
Look out for the,
Well, never mind. Hey, Dingo, that Shetland Pony Avenue over there.
Oh, yeah.
Cut through this vacant lot or shopping mall, whatever it is.
Okay, hang on, man. Do it.
Good job, Dingo. Well, as Donnie and Marie's daddy said, this must be the place. Bart Belfry's domicile.
Yeah, Bart Belfry. Oh, gee, look, all the cops are around here. Oh, look, there's an ambulance, too. Hey, it's okay, guys. We're not hurt. We're fine. Really.
You wait here, Dingo. I'll check this out.
All right, Lance.
Hey, officer, what's going on?
Okay, folks, be moving along. Move along now. The show's over. Show's over
what,
now.
What show?
Well, somebody dropped a goat out of the ninth floor window. Landed right here on one, let me see, Mr. Bart Belfry, now lately deceased.
Oh, then I'm too late.
Oh, for this show, yeah, but there's a good goat drop matinee at 3:15 or so.
So, a goat drop matinee. What about twilight hour? Lance and Dingo were too late to save Bart Belfry. Who's the next victim of the alphabetical alumni slayer? And what kind of mileage improvement does Dingo get by avoiding Jackrabbit starts? Answers next time on The Case of the Big Crime, Chapter 5, Lance Stallion, Radio Detective.
Yes, hello? Mm-hmm.
Is this Cubby Carson, Extremely Long Beach High School, class of 74?
Oh, why, yes it is.
Well, look out! Get down!
Huh?
Hang on! Oh! Never mind. Okay, Dingo, who's next?
Yeah, let me see. Harold Dawkins, though. I gotta be right there.
It's a tough shitty, Dingo.
Lance Stallion, this is 7A5.
These are the adventures of Lance Stallion, Radio Detective. The Case of the Big Crime, Chapter 5. From Alpha to Omega, from A to Z. From Alpha to Omega, you were made for me. From Left Hooks by Dempsey to Braddock's Uppercut. From Jericho to Kokomo. Not to mention from Soup to Nuts.
Move it, bud. Come on. Hey, this is frustrating, Lance. Trying to warn a class of 74 that they're all going to be murdered in alphabetical order. But before we can warn them, they're already murdered already.
Oh, that's okay, Dingo. We're doing our best, and that's all anyone can expect, right? Who's next?
Let me see. You hold the wheel. Let me see. Estelle Haagen-Dazs is next.
Here, you hold the wheel. Okay, then who's after that?
You mean after Estelle Haagen-Dazs?
Yeah, right.
Lorenzo Ibex.
Okay, Dingo, here's what we'll do. We'll skip Estelle Haagen-Dazs, and well, the murderer's murdering her, we'll have time to warn Lorenzo Ibex.
But if we do that, Estelle Haagen-Dazs will be murdered.
Well, yeah, Dingo, that's what I said.
Okay, Lance, just as long as you know.
Stop the car, Dingo, there he is.
Huh? Who?
Lorenzo Ibex, stop the car. Oh, poor guy.
Yeah, he was so close to being warned in time, too.
Okay, well, who's next?
Okay, let me see. Hand me a list out of the glove compartment. Sure you don't want to go back and try to warn Estelle Haagen-Dazs?
No, Dingo. If Lorenzo Ibex has been murdered, yeah. So has Estelle Haagen-Dazs. Yeah. Remember, the Archfiend's doing this whole thing in alphabetical order.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Well, anyway, next on the list is Jose Jimenez. He washes windows in a high-rise building somewhere in there here. It's a nice.
Who's next?
So, Lance and Dingo are having no luck. The victims of the Alphabet alumni killer are having no luck either. And evidently, Doc is having no luck buying a used submarine. Confused? Yes, you are. Answers next time on The Case of the Big Crime. Chapter 6, Lance Stallion, Radio Detective.
Yeah, well, here we are, Lance, the home of Colonel Horatio P. Kilroy, next on the list, I think.
Oh. what you want there, boss? Yeah, what you want, boy?
Look, there's a mad murderer on the loose. He's after you.
I know that. I know that. He was just here poisoning me, dude. You're a little late, I say. a little late. Boy.
Gee, nice rooster costume, though.
Next. It's a tough shitty, Dingo.